everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Ophthalmology Times iPod podcast series. This is Cheryl Stevenson, Group Editorial Director with the Eye Care Group here at MGH Life Sciences. And we are joined today by our co-chief medical editors from the West Coast to the East Coast. Dr. Peter J. McDonnell is the director of the Wilmer Eye Institute at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. And Dr. Netta Shammy is a cataract, LASIK, and corneal surgeon and partner of the Maloney Shammy Vision Institute in Los Angeles, California, as well as an adjunct clinical professor of ophthalmology at the USC Keck School of Medicine. In this episode, Dr. Shammy and Dr. McDonnell explore the current landscape of femtosecond laser-assisted cataract surgery, sharing insights on its integration into their practices, emphasizing its benefits in addressing corneal astigmatism, enhancing capsulotomy precision, and aiding in complex cases, while acknowledging regional variations in patient interests and a need for ongoing evaluation of its impact on outcomes and advancements in premium lens technology. Let's take a listen now.
Hi, it's Peter McDonnell, and we're here with the podcast on Ophthalmology Times, where we're talking about the exciting new developments in our field of ophthalmology. And I'm here, I'm excited to be here with my co-chief medical editor, Dr. Netta Shammy. And Netta, femtosecond laser-assisted cataract surgery that took the world by storm a few years ago. And there have been new developments in the last year or two in terms of pipeline of approved products. Share with me where does femtosecond laser-assisted surgery fit in your practice?
Well, thank you, Peter. It's great to be here with you again and having these kind of casual conversations about topics that are front and center in our practice. I've been doing femtosecond laser cataract surgery for 12 years now. I initially started, with LensX, and then had experience with the Catalyst, and then more recently have had experience with the Ally or the Lens AR laser. In my practice, possibly because I'm in Los Angeles, West LA, the type of practice that I have where patients seek me out because of the premium offerings that we have a large percentage of our patients who choose to have femtosecond laser surgery. More than the majority is close to 90%+. And as we know that laser cataract surgery has been approved for treatment of astigmatism. And so I make sure that if I am offering laser cataract surgery, it is in cases where the patient has corneal astigmatism that can be treated with the limbal relaxing incisions that the laser can make. Although I love the other steps of the surgery that the laser really has fine-tuned and adds a level of precision that I say that even as great of a surgeon as I am, because I had the best mentor in Peter McDonnell, I still am not as good as a laser is. And so I think femtosecond laser enabled cataract surgery is very elegant way of doing cataract surgery. And there's controversy as to whether or not there are benefits. Most definitely, I think the benefit of addressing the corneal astigmatism in my hands, if it's less than one diopter, I use the laser 0.5 to about 1.25 or 1.5. I use a laser to create limbal relaxing incisions that are very, very reliable. And now with image guidance, perfectly positioned based on prior measurements pre-op. But I also like the centration of the capsulotomy. I like the perfect sizing of the capsulotomy so that there is overlay of the lens implant. I like that it helps me in complex cases or very dense cataracts. It softens the nucleus and the cataract such that, at least in my hands, I feel that it's a more reliable way of doing cataract surgery with the least amount of energy used. It's great. I mean, I love currently with the Ally, I'm really enjoying the image guidance. The image guidance with the Ally laser, it's streamlined and it's really allows me to feel comfortable with toric lens implantation and toric alignment, because the ally, based on image guidance using the Pentacam, creates these nubs in the capsulotomy so that I know exactly where the axis of the toric alignment should be. So that's my thought, my two cents on it.
Yeah, well, I have no financial interest in any of the companies that make this technology, but I really like the technology. It's very impressive to me. We looked rigorously at our institution at things like endothelial cell counts and postoperative visual acuities, et cetera, between the femtosecond laser and quote traditional phaco, and could not find demonstrable advantages in most of these areas. The certainly the centration and the circularity of the capsule rexus is advantaged with the femtosecond laser, I think. But it is interesting you mentioned how in certain markets it's really valued by the population if you can offer this. And in our area, Baltimore and Washington, D.C. are very interestingly very different markets in that regard. There's much greater interest in the National Capital Region in the laser-assisted surgery than there is in Baltimore. So it is a matter of being sensitive and responsive to the desires of the population in the area in which you live. And since you're in Los Angeles area, it doesn't surprise me that's probably something that a high percentage of the population values. So I think that having that comfort with it and being able to offer it to the appropriate patients makes total sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously one of the biggest hurdles is if you operate at a surgery center that does not have access to the laser, it wouldn't be possible. I'm grateful and feel really privileged that in our surgery center, we have one of each of the three lasers currently available to us. So our experience has been really positive with it. But as you said, the data doesn't speak as to anything that is of a significant difference as far as a benefit to the laser. And that's where the challenge is to really, how we decide to fit it into our practice really comes down to patient choice. I don't press it on our patients at all. This is a choice that the patients make. Our practice draws patients who are interested in advanced technology. And then also it's important to note that, again, it's not approved for anything other than correcting astigmatism. So with that, there's a lot of information out there. I would love for the next generation of ophthalmologists to have at least some introduction to laser, because my expectation is that there will be opportunity, especially in the premium lens sector, that there may be some benefits to using laser if you're implanting a toric lens, if you're implanting premium lenses like presbyopia correcting lenses, as far as centration and tilt of the lens. And maybe with data that can, those kinds of differences can be elucidated.
Yep, I agree with you. Once I think we have an accommodating lens that works really well, it may be necessary to pair that with a device like the femtosecond laser. So it's a be fun field, and I'm sure there'll be exciting progress and developments in the coming years. It'll be really fun to follow this along as we get more and more experience with it. Thanks, Netta. Great to talk with you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Ophthalmology Times iPod podcast series. Listeners may enjoy this and other podcasts on ophthalmologytimes.com/podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you soon.